Welcome to the Female Athlete Mentor Podcast, a podcast dedicated to encouraging continued conversation to help female athletes in their sport journeys. We will tackle tough topics head on, like mental health, injury comeback, leadership, friendship, and much more. Thank you for joining us. So let's start this off with a little bit about me. My name is Brian Satola, and I am a former three-sport athlete in high school and a Division I football player. Now I am a father of two teenage daughters. One plays soccer and one rides horses and is an equestrian. I have seen, I would have seen the firsthand the pressures of high-level athletics and academics that can play a role in a young woman's development, which stresses and constructs hurdles in their lives, and have been able as a father to see that firsthand in my daughters, and also understand that when I was in high school and college and playing, that they also had an effect on me. But I would say the game has changed and is different, especially with women and especially today. I'm hopeful that this platform will help young women, I guess, realize that they're not unique in this challenge and the situations they are faced with. And there are so many other people out there that are like them, that have the same struggles and are looking for help and support from their peers, from their parents, from their coaches, and so on. Being a father and male, a man, I've often felt, I would say, helpless with my daughters, based on the fact that they've gone through struggles, and it's really hard for me to put myself in their shoes. And as who I am and trying to fix the issues that pop up, I would say I'm less than successful when I try to dive in and really fix those problems or try to fix those problems for them. And in today's society, with the high pressure society that there is in academics as well as athletics, I think this puts a ton of stress on girls and young women across the country, for that matter. And that has always been a concern of mine. But I've always thought that my wife and I could just figure out like how to deal with this. This is parent issues. We can help our kids figure them out. We know them best and really can help them, I guess, navigate the journey and the obstacles that are popped up in front of them. And I soon realized in looking at it that's really hard. Not that it can't be done, but it's really hard. But I also realized that I have a vast network of friends and acquaintances that are also very interested in this topic and want to help. So that was very encouraging and I would say eye-opening for me in trying to get support for this project. The reality is that this is a very hot topic and something I would say that most parents deal with, and most young girls and women have to deal with in some capacity. And it is an ongoing struggle that they have to work through as they go through life. I'm sure I'm not the only parent, father, that feels this way. I know I'm not, based on the number of people I've talked to lately. And we're all basically looking for ways to support our loved ones as they go through these things. So not that long ago, a couple weeks ago, I reached out to a good friend of mine, Kyle, who she and I have worked together in the past and developed a personal relationship over the years. And as she was a high-level competitive soccer player, and also she's a mom now, but I connected with her on the soccer level when my daughter Danielle was going through the club soccer environment, and she was very kind to be a sounding board for me as we were going through that. So Kyle is an athlete, Kyle's a coach, and Kyle's a mother. She also adds that female voice and female perspective to this issue, which I think is extremely important, as this is not meant to be a dad lecture for anyone, nor would I think that was appropriate for what we're trying to accomplish here. She and I have shared coaching and parenting notes over the years, and when I shared this vision with Kyle, she jumped right in, and I think giving a lot of it credibility to the vision, as well as bringing that female perspective, which is critical, I think, to what we're trying to do. Starting something like this that is so meaningful is hard because I don't want to screw it up. I mean, that's, I think, a lot of us go into these things and don't think we can be perfect and don't think it's going to be great. But I've come to the conclusion that it is not going to be perfect. But I also think we can explore some meaningful topics with some really cool people that I think can add some clarity and some direction to these young women that are going through these challenges in their lives. So as we move forward, Kyle and I will be interviewing people, talking to people, and kind of developing what this is going to be. I don't think we've hammered out exactly what it's going to be, but there will be various formats in written form, in video form, in podcast form. But we're just trying to get as much material together that we can distribute to all the people out there that do have an interest in this, and we're hopeful that it can truly help people navigate the challenges that are presented to them as they go through their lives. So thanks for listening to me. I hope you get something out of this, and I look forward to working with Kyle and bringing everyone some amazing content moving forward.